You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk sports as we say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. And we're talking about Final Four. You've got number one seed Villanova against number one seed Kansas and number three seed Michigan against that true Cinderella, an 11 seed afterthought from the Missouri Valley Conference, the Loyola Ramblers. It has been quite fun watching them.
It has been quite a ride. Of course, the nun has become famous. Fear the nun, as I say.
Sister Jean.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, 98 years old.
Who played, I heard this, played, she was a basketball star in high school, 1933
really?
To 1937.
Put that in your hat.
That's
How
right.
about that one? However, I have to point out, she said that she swore off losing for Lent, and it has worked. However, Cindy, what is tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's Good Friday.
Thank you.
Well, but Lent officially goes till Easter Sunday at midnight. So,
Okay. Well,
Holy Saturday is still considered.
When you're an Episcopalian, this is how you lose these things. So.
Okay.
There you go. So we'll see. They're going to lose on Saturday night to Michigan.
You really believe that?
Certain of it.
Why?
Because the run is over. Michigan has played out of four games in the tournament. They've played poorly in three on offense, very poorly, and still won all three. They're playing defense, and their offense isn't just average. They'll beat this team. And look, Loyola, God bless them. Great team, great run, great story. You are the 11-seeded team, which means you're in the top 44. That's not that high. So,
but we have seen, are we past the point of seeing those big surprises we saw in the first round and the second?
The cynic
round?
Says yes.
Okay, the cynic says yes. And of course, we have Jalen Rose's 110-year-old grandmother who's dissing Sister Jean. And we also have John Dingell. As soon as Michigan got to the Final Four, somebody put a meme up of Sister Jean, and then here's John Dingell wearing, you know, we got two nonagenarians. He's wearing his Michigan shirt. So I guess we'll see the battle of the nonagenarians.
It's a fun rivalry. It's fun to see it play out like this.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we've heard a lot that this is Loyola's first tournament appearance since 1985, but it won the NCAA title in 1963 and helped make some sports history in the making. Tell us a little
and
about that.
You know that, Cindy, and few do. The Ramblers won the title game in 63, but that's not the best story. The best story is they played Mississippi State along the way at Jennison Fieldhouse, of course, well known to us as Michigan State's backyard. And, of course, at the time in Mississippi, the teams were all white, and you were not even allowed to play teams that had African Americans on them. Mm. And not only did they decide to play in East Lansing, the captain of Mississippi State, a guy named Joe Dan Gold, that's a good Southern name for you, he went out to half court, met the Ramblers team captain, Jerry Harkness, a black guard from Harlem, and shook his hand. Now, that is nothing today, obviously. To do anything less would be, to anybody,
of course,
would be insanely offensive.
But 1963.
It took some courage to do this, and you needed both sides to make this thing work. And more touchingly, many years later, when Joe Dan Gold passed away, Harkness was invited to his funeral. And when he went up to see his former opponent, a big framed photo of him shaking Harkness's hand, the photo from center court at Jennison Fieldhouse, that was displayed prominently at his funeral as clearly one of the highest moments of his life. This is a guy who won the national title that year. You know, cutting the net and all that should be up there. But that moment was centered. And that, to me, is sports at its absolute best. Sometimes sports is able to motivate us to be better people than we are normally. And this is one of those cases.
It is something, a very important point in college sports history then, a big push toward integrating college athletics.
The nun is great, but that one's greater.
That is great. So who do you think will be facing each other on Monday for the finals?
I think it's Michigan and then probably Villanova, but either one of those, that's a dogfight, man.
Yeah.
Villanova and Kansas, sorry, Michigan fans, they're the two best teams left. However, if Michigan can get there, and again, I think they will have to play one of their best games of the year, but they have to hit on offense and on defense. They've got to do both. If they do both, then it's a toss-up game, the same way it was against Louisville, 5 years ago? So anything is possible.
All right, and we got a couple of Michigan-centric teams
yes, we
want to give a hat tip to.
Let's get some happy news out here.
Let's do it.
The Ferris State Bulldogs. They're known for their hockey. They got to the Final Four in Division I hockey a few years ago. But in Division II basketball, they are now your national champions. So
that's
Bulldogs,
great.
Hats off. And we turn over to Benton Harbor High School, whose basketball team beat Grand Rapids Catholic Central last weekend. The first state title for Benton Harbor since 1965, almost Loyola
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes.
And for a town that is clearly hurting, that's got a city manager, now somebody else in charge of their schools, they know how much I was there a couple weeks ago. This is a great little tonic to put some pride back in and show what can be done.
And finally, we've got opening day was postponed from today to tomorrow, presumably because of bad weather. What do you want to say about what fans might expect from the Tigers this season? I wince.
Not much. Back to Benton Harbor.
Even with the new manager.
Afraid so.
Yeah, new skipper. You don't think it's going to make a difference?
I think it's going to make a difference. I think he's very good with young talent, and that's what you're going to have. He'll have to develop them, but don't your October's going to be free this year, fans. No World Series.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.